During last year's elections, the state's burgeoning budget surpluses were a hot topic. Republicans, DFLers, and the Reform Party governor all entered office intent on returning the money and providing some sort of tax relief for Minnesotans. The negotiating came down to the wire, but Senator Moe says the budget deal reached earlier this week is one all sides can live with.
And like any package you put together, there are things that you like, some things that you might not like, but overall it's a decent package.
A decent package, perhaps, but one that's not completely gelled. For example, the compromise targets $1.6 billion in tax relief over the next biennium. Roughly two-thirds of that is already designated for across-the-board half-percentage-point cuts in the income tax. The details of how to apportion the remaining money have yet to be determined. Speaker Swiggum says the money could be used for additional income tax relief, but that's not all.
Everything is in the mix. But in the mix, I need to tell you, there's going to be some property tax reform or relief in there. We have the sick tax, the provider tax to look at, which I think is a very erroneous tax. The marriage penalty needs to be looked at.
As if those options weren't enough to sort out, Governor Ventura heavily favors reducing automobile license plate registration fees. And according to Finance Commissioner Pam Wheelock, he may be a little cooler towards major property tax cuts.
I think the governor is certainly supportive of a property tax relief plan, but we've provided significant relief to property tax in the last couple of years. And I think what he would like to do is, before we pump more money into providing relief to a structure that really doesn't make any sense anymore, we should fix that first and then talk about providing relief as part of fixing that system.
The details of endowments will likewise be settled in committee. Governor Ventura and Senate negotiators were able to secure close to $1 billion in one-time tobacco money to be set aside in endowments, but the type and number of endowments remains unresolved. While the majority of the evening was spent discussing the budget deal and the loose ends remaining, one question focused on what had not been accomplished. Alan Cole of Park Rapids asked what the legislature had done to help Minnesota's farmers. Moe acknowledged state government had little influence over the low commodity prices farmers face.
It's brought on by a number of factors. I think some of the trade agreements, the U.S. dollar is so strong against foreign currencies, that's having an impact on the exports. So Minnesota can't do anything about the price of the product, and that is the single biggest problem that farmers face today in Minnesota and throughout the country.
Moe said the state was working to lower the tax burden on farmers, and Swiggum said, beyond tax relief, the state had two other options.
The second area is adding value to a product, whether that's a product that may be livestock or whether it's ethanol promotion. And the third area is research, basically through our universities. You know, we appropriate and will be appropriating substantial monies to help with soybean mold research, with wheat scabs research.
Swiggum and Moe both noted $70 million in property tax relief is already en route to farmers. And soon to be en route as well is a $1.3 billion sales tax rebate. The sales tax rebate was agreed to in principle earlier in the session. House Republicans originally favored a rebate based on the income tax, but Wheelock says the administration is pleased to have prevailed on the issue.
One of the reasons why the governor felt so strongly about delivering the 1999 rebate in the form of a sales tax is because it does hit a broader population, including the elderly, that may not have an income tax liability, but certainly have paid sales tax, property tax, have other tax burdens. So we're very pleased that there seems to be an agreement with leadership, or that there is an agreement with leadership, to deliver that rebate in the form of a sales tax.
Wheelock says the rebate checks will be mailed in mid-August. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.